I like the fact that I'm white. I'm not a white supremacist. I just know that there's an advantage that if I walk out with a chicken out of a store, I can tell people, I got a chicken. And if you're a black guy, you walk outside with a chicken, you're going to get treated different. My name is Paul Blanco, and I'm a father of some biracial children. My children are Spanish, English, French, and black. I'm an old white-haired, gray-headed white guy. I was born in actually Waukesha, Wisconsin, and which is about 96% white community outside of Milwaukee. I have a lot of memories, my children. My daughter is a skinny bean bowl. And as she grew up, she weighed 30, 40 pounds. And I would carry her on my shoulders because she was weak. And I would lose her. I'd forget that she was up on my damn shoulders, and I'd be looking around trying to find my daughter. And one time I remember her eating an ice cream cone, and all of a sudden I'm like freaking out, where is Brianna? And all of a sudden I get a splat of ice cream on my forehead, and I look up, oh my God, there she is. When you have a child, you're in constant fear of what might happen to them. Okay, yeah, because your responsibility is to take care of them. So I understood that there would be some challenges that I didn't understand. I had a conversation with my son, Stephon Clark. Did you know him? And he said, yes, I had been, kind of partied with him several times. And then, did you hear what happened to him? Yes, I heard what happened to him. But it showed me how much the world changed, because Stephon was walking the street, and as a child growing up without supervision, I ran from the police on a regular basis and thought it was fun. We'd actually throw snowballs at the cars and then go hide in the snowbanks and thought that was fun at 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. The only difference is I didn't get shot. But, knowing the story that I know and knowing the family, it was an absolute tragedy. Well, what the hell? It could happen to my daughter. It could happen to my son. It could happen to one of my son's friends. Oh, it did. Picture, my son in his hoodie, running or jogging. See, he likes to run. And then being chased, and then decide to run because he thinks it's fun. That's a scary thought. But I don't think it'll ever happen again here, to be honest with you. I think the community has come together, and I think that the police department, the authorities, everybody knows that this is an absolute tragedy, and I think there's going to be a huge, impact on South Sacramento in a positive way. It's changed me. Now, as far as my kids go, they like who they are. And they're not angry at either race, which is, I think, good. Meadowview's not a violent, gang-filled neighborhood. I told you before, it's like, Beaver's neighborhood, with a little bit more spice, okay?